morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 29, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, hello. Apologies for the rocky beginning. I'm just getting messed with, as usual. What else is new? What can I tell you? All right, welcome to the Sunday, May 29, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, Proudhon, further on in our reading, says something I've been pondering. Burdened with painful and disagreeable tasks, but rendered omnipotent by their number and the harmonic arrangement of their functions, the people execute what the others, the rulers, plan. He's about to make the argument that the seeming gleam of the rulers caught our eye, we who had been beat into submission by them. But that, extending his logic further to his points about our natural tendency toward equality and sharing, what we're actually seeing when we admire without knowing it is a pale version of our own reflection, which we will see as he is demonstrating when we establish our society on its necessary basis of equality and absolute honesty. After Prince was killed, we began the next show asking, will the question never end? How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Well, the same question restated answers it. How long shall they steal our greatness while we stand aside and look? Is this not the question of all prophets underclass? From Socrates and those who inspired him to their precentors on down to now? Is this not Socrates' dilemma? And Jesus's, and Proudhon's, and Kropotkin's, and Martin Luther King's, and Malcolm X's, and Alice Miller's, and Bob Marley's, and Bruce Lee's, and Prince's? Prince modeled owning himself in an entirely fresh way, by the way. A way power was completely unprepared for, despite having suppressed a similar message in the 1960s. Similar but different in being a synthesis and an advancement, it was completely based in self-love, in the authentic self unbowed. Not a whiff of service about it, which was nonetheless a summoning, a bringing of the salt, and an expression of love to us all. And power jumped all over it, determined to kill it, that model. He showed the true power released when we put our body's truth, the earth's truth, first. And it terrified the power guys, who unleashed a campaign of suppression and containment such as no artist save Paul Robeson has ever seen. When we read that the record label he was contracted to wanted him to stop producing things so fast, we have to understand the degree to which the combined assault of EMF and false folks forces you to speed up. Unless you move, the battering becomes overwhelming, the swelling, the muscles stiffening and aching all over, the gunk, mucus buildup in the head and chest, your head made woolen thick, swathed in cotton while being pressed in a vise, a burning pressure. A burning, buzzing head, your movement, a burning pain bit burden drudge through dense thickness that has no words to describe it. To say nothing of the hideousness of slugging through the suffocating false folks that surround you, conveying the message that this emptiness is reality, starving your hungry soul of the truth it needs to fertilize its seeds. Is this a digression? They kill our treasures because they model freedom, because they show us truth. that truth, freedom, and beauty are equivalents. They kill our treasures, give us mediocrity and hate in their place, with media plants that say we are given the best, especially designed by them, and think we can be trained to not see any difference. With Proudhon, with Prince, as we did with Alice, we're going to be probing our stolen greatness, the immense puzzle that struck us all underclass by age 2. And as we do, let's consider the effect of the walls around us and the rooms in which we sit, imprisoned, or if flung into the world, see us as puzzle pieces cast about, scattered emblems like refuse across the devastation of a construction site. Stop and retrieve a stray piece. Consider what it was originally, to what it was attached. It bears no witness. It keeps its secrets, as do we, until they, we, are gathered together, and we finally see to what each piece is fit. Hear the harmonic set that rises from our revelation that we were meant to be all together. Here is truth, is beauty, is freedom, all one, equivalent. Here is association.